Hello, this is Aaron Kupferberg with Power Popaholic, and I am talking to Roger Joseph Manning, who has a new band that he's promoting called the Licorice Quartet with the members of his former band Jellyfish from the Split Milk album. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
Great. Thanks for taking this interview. I was curious on how this formed, how this got together, because you're all working, all three of you are working for separate bands.
Let me tell you straight. So, thankfully, we're all very successful as freelance players. Beck has definitely been the person that I've toured with the most, and I continue to do that. But I've had the pleasure of freelancing on all kinds of projects, movies, other people's records, and assorted live things. Tim has spent most of the last 20 years either out with Sheryl Crow or more recently with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds,
yes,
as well as the Finn Brothers and all kinds of assorted things. Eric has his own project called Sextus, but also has lots of cover bands that he plays in around the Los Angeles area. So that's the extent of that. And Jason Faulkner is not involved with this project.
Okay, you just answered my last question. Because you're both in Beck, working with Beck together, did he express any interest, or you just didn't ask him, or?
Well, I mean, ever since Jason left Jellyfish way back in 1991, it's been in pursuit of his solo endeavors, which he's, had great success at, produces other artists, not having any intention of making this a Jellyfish reunion or that being the goal, we simply were interested in getting together, writing for fun, seeing how that all went. It went really well to the point where we were excited enough to say, well, we know there's fans out there. Maybe they want to hear these songs recorded. And then started to pursue that. We brought in a drummer friend of ours, Jeremy Stacey, who's quite a successful freelance drummer from England. So the four of us set out to make this album and the subsequent recordings that the audience were here. And it just never occurred to us to even reach out to Jason or anybody else who'd been in the band, because we were happy basically being Crosby, Stills, and Nash. with, no lead singer, no featured member. We've written everything together. We sing everything together. We each wear different hats at any given time to get us to the finish line. And there's no egos or any kind of leaders
along
the way.
Yeah, so you're all basically really working in harmony, and the distance doesn't really affect anything, because I know you're on one coast, and maybe Eric's somewhere else, or you've been able to do this all remotely, right?
No. Eric and I are in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Tim Smith is in Atlanta, and the distance thing was definitely troublesome. It was a huge headache, actually, and it's the reason it's taken us 3 years from its inception to finally have something for the public. Definitely one of the reasons. Now, we did work on stuff at home from our respective work environments, but we've mostly been constructing the record by saving money and calling in favors from people. Tim Smith would fly out for 2 weeks at a time here and there, and we'd all work on the album together at another friend's studio. Everybody was cutting us really great rates and just tons of favors, and there's no way we could have finished it otherwise. So that's been a real exercise in patience, because it's very challenging to get excited about new material only to then have to put the brakes on so everybody can go home to their respective jobs and earn a living and do all the other things that we do, and then you try to get back together 4 months from then, and you go, what were we excited about? What was the idea that was so good that we wanted to capture? I don't know, I forgot. So that's been really, challenging, but we believed in the music, we believed in ourselves and being able to create something great that the fans would be excited about after all this time.
Yeah, I think they will be. I think it's a terrific album. I love almost every song here, just about great. I mean, Lighthouse Spaceship is just a tremendous epic where I guess all of you just...
Thank you.
Every little bit of each one of you is in it. You could sort of tell who writes what. There's a little bit of everything. Like I said, that's kind of like how Jellyfish approached music, I think, with a little bit of every little influence here and there, all mixed together in a big stew, so to speak. And is that how you approached the songwriting with all this?
Yeah, we each kind of showed up with a whole pile of unfinished ideas that we believed in, and we set out to finish each other's ideas, and that was, you know, both very fun and rewarding, and one hell of a jigsaw puzzle that we put before ourselves to solve.
Right, you'd said that everybody pretty much, you know, because this was all done for, I guess, the love of the music primarily, but I mean, was there any sort of competition at all? I mean, it sounds like a very collaborative, wonderful process that the three of you have developed, but was there any competition for songs, or was it like...
Well, again, none of us wrote any of these songs individually. Every song okay. You have on the first EP and the subsequent EPs are all collaborative. I'll give you an example, Fadoodle, which opens up the first EP, mm-hmm. A lot of the chords and melodies, sort of different sections, verse, chorus, were ideas that I had brought to the table, but then again, Eric wrote the entire lyric. We all sing it, we all perform it, Tim certainly contributed on that one, with arrangement ideas, musical parts, so nobody was taking a nap while any of these songs were evolving.
Right.
And that was one of the goals. In other words, there was no point getting together if we hadn't learned the ability to keep our egos in check from when we were young men, just starting out and not as worldly wise, hopefully, as we are now. I wasn't interested, none of us were, in getting together and fighting for a place on the record. It was, we either were going to enjoy the collaborative process and whatever came of it, or we weren't going to be interested. Yeah, from song to song, you could say that a certain person's personality shines through more than on another, but that's there is a definite balance in that as well.
Yes, no, I have to admit you're correct with that, because, you know, it's not like three solo songs. It was just a matter of, you know, somebody's personality comes out a little more on one song than another, maybe, even if, you know, that person necessarily isn't doing the vocals or didn't come up with the lyrics. Overall, I think it's a really strong EP. It's got, you know, a little bit of everything. It's got, you know, the Jellyfish style embedded in a lot of it. But it's not, definitely not a Jellyfish EP. It's definitely unique to Licorice Quartet, I think. I know there's more music in the can for later release, from what I've read. Is there a chance that there's going to be a concept album in the future, or you want to see how this does as an EP?
Well, I suppose we could always release these three EPs on one collective album down the road. That's never been the intention. With the evolution of the music industry, and certainly in the last 25 years since we were together in Jellyfish, it just was much more practical to release the songs in EP form.
Okay.
With the hope that we could get music out to the public more frequently. In other words, it wouldn't have to wait another 2 to 3 years for the next recording. So you're going to see a series of EPs, not only from Licorice Quartet, but some more solo stuff from myself, as I did with the glamping.
Yep.
And Tim and Eric may or may not have material to release of their own as well, but it's all being discussed. But the good news is, again, no one's going to have to wait around. This is all going to happen, barring any other world tragedies.
Yes.
In the months and years ahead.
Absolutely. Now, I know because of the way things are with COVID-19, there are no concerts going on right now. And I also read that you guys aren't really getting together to perform this live anywhere. So this is strictly a studio endeavor between the three of you.
Often that's quite overwhelming for music such as we do that's this involved. It's been a challenge from day one, even with a group like Jellyfish or Imperial Drag. And I personally prefer the fun I have in the studio above touring. So speaking for myself, I would have no problem. You know, I'm doing pretty okay right now, just working away in my music room with the lockdown. I wasn't particularly social before the lockdown. I spend many long hours sculpting audio for myself and other clients here, and so I'm very fortunate that way.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to also ask, is there anybody distinguished that you're doing any production work for that you want to call out, or?
No production work. I mostly find myself assisting, arranging, singing background vocals, or arranging violins, brass, orchestra instruments for people's albums. And then, of course, most of what I do is play keyboards on people's projects. So I do everything from thankfully play on quite a few names you've heard of, and then a whole lot of people you've never heard of. And it's just everybody, as long as they know I'm out there, they can ring me up, hunt me down, and we work out what they can afford, what they'd like to have on their projects, and we take it from there.
Oh, okay, great.
Spread the news.
All right, well, I definitely want to spread the news about this EP and the Licorice Quartet, and I appreciate the time, and this is some really great music that I know all the Jellyfish fans are going to love as well as. So we at Power Pop Popaholic are really glad that you produced this and are distributing this, and we look forward to many, many more tracks from you and the group.
Great, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me, and yeah, appreciate all of the continued support from you and your listenership, and lots more music to come, I'm happy to say. So come end of June, July, we're going to re-release my solo stuff, the Glamping EP, Land of Pure Imagination album, and Catnip Dynamite album, for all those people that missed it during the pledge campaign. That'll be as summer's wrapping, or midsummer, and then we move into the next Licorice Quartet EP, most likely. This is if everything runs smoothly, but you know how this goes.
Yep.
Followed by another 4-song original EP from myself, somewhere probably in the beginning of the new year. And then finally, another Licorice Quartet. So we just got to cross our fingers and make sure there's no other world events that slow the process down, because we couldn't be happier about all the enthusiasm we've been getting from the fans.
Yeah, definitely. I am psyched and I'm stoked. It's like a trail of goodies that we're going to follow for the next 6 months, which is awesome. So much is great here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Roger. Licorice Quartet. Go to licoricequartet.com and pick it up. And thank you again.
Thanks again, Aaron. You take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.